The clinical studies that we have done showing the tremendous weight loss success that the isogenic products have yielded, that is unprecedented. I don't think people realize how unprecedented that is in the supplement space. These aren't gimmick little studies with asterisks. These are legitimate peer-reviewed scientific studies showing when people follow the isogenic system, they are experiencing much greater weight loss success than what has really ever been seen in the supplementation space before.
Science Talks with Isagenics, where different scientists, nutritionists, research, and experts break down the science behind Isagenics products and nutrition and health in general. My name is Taylor Malham, and I am an Isagenics nutritionist and product education specialist. Today, I have the great honor of having Dr. Joshua Plant with me. He is our chief science officer here at Isagenics, and he joined us in May of 2019. There is so much to say about this guy, but we'll keep it short because we are going to talk all about his vast background today. But he is an accomplished, highly intellectual, and respected professional in the preventative health and nutritional sciences industry. You'll see why. And as the chief science officer here, Dr. Plant oversees the research and development, product design and development, product commercialization, and quality assurance of all Isagenics products. He is also the chairman of the Isagenics Scientific Advisory Board, which is a group of top medical and health professionals who lend their experience and expertise to ensure the integrity and effectiveness of Isagenics products. Dr. Plant attended the University of Utah and was then recruited to Harvard, where he graduated first in his class. So I could read all about this forever, but I think we should just talk to Dr. Plant. Welcome.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here. That is a laundry list of stuff that I'm apparently responsible over. I should probably renegotiate my salary here. No, this is fun. I've been here for a couple of months. I'm excited for people to get to know me a little bit more, but more excited as well as to get to know everyone else. I've been to a few events. There is some great, great energy that's happening throughout Isagenics right now. So thanks for having me on.
Of course, and you really did jump right in. You've already been to events, but let's start at the beginning of you. So what was life like growing up? Were you always into health and science? Were you always this nerdy is really what I want to know.
Bow ties don't lie. So yes, I am nerdy. In fact, I grew up in a town of about 1,000 people. And small town, and even in that small town, I found a way of living in like the trailer park of the small town. But with that being aside, I had great parents, great family that ultimately taught me very powerful principles of integrity and hard work. But just to prove how much of a nerd I was from the beginning, in that small town, I was actually the town beekeeper. My claim to fame is I was pulled out of school a couple of times in elementary school and was asked to go and collect the wild swarm and domesticate them. And so in fifth grade, being pulled out of school to be the beekeeper, you know, I'm sure you could imagine just how cool I thought I was. Regularly involved in a variety of different natural, scientific contests as a child. And really what it is growing up in that small town, I learned very much just the power of the natural world around me. The booming industry was turkey farming. And so I was always kind of intrigued about what lies beneath our feet. And so, yes, I've been a nerd my whole life. And if you don't believe me, ask me to throw a baseball, and that will prove it.
Wow, that is good to know. A beekeeper, I love that. So you end up going to Harvard. What was that like? Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah. So kind of this understanding, when people think of Harvard, they assume that I kind of went to the finest preschools in the world, and I grew up with this silver spoon in my mouth and went to these prestigious prep schools. Nothing could be further from the truth. I'm a first-generation college student. I actually didn't even start college until I was 22 years old.
Wow.
I was married at this time, and we were expecting the birth of my first child. And my wife, who I tell everyone is absolutely amazing. She just unfortunately has poor taste in men. But she encouraged me to kind of pursue my dreams. And I remember this distinctly. We were playing catch in the backyard of the apartment complex we were living in. And At this time, I was stocking shelves at Target Graveyard because it paid me an extra like 25 cents an hour or something. And I was kind of communicating my fears of being a first-time parent. And she asked me what I wanted to become. And that was kind of interesting because there's a lot of times in our lives where we're almost afraid to admit our dreams. You know, this is a podcast, so for those listening, I'm an exceptionally attractive and handsome man. For those that visualize the picture that promoted this, you'll obviously see that otherwise. But I'm 6'4", and I might as well have felt like I should have told my wife I should have been a horse jockey, right? Like, you feel almost embarrassed, and it seems so unrealistic for me to communicate to my wife that I wanted to be a scientist. Now, mind you, I'm 22 years old, stocking shelves at Target, expecting the birth of our first child. No real formal education beyond high school, now saying I want to be a scientist. And my wife just said something that I've seen 1,000 times on shirts, and but it resonated very strongly with me. She just said, just do it. And all of a sudden, those words that I've seen so many times felt so different because it really came from somebody who I knew loved me. And it's those moments in life to where we realize a lot of times we can only see our imperfections. We can only see our downfalls. We see our struggles. We see our limitations. And usually we think that's who we are. But a lot of times people that know us well and love us see us for who we can become. And knowing that my wife loved me and that she saw the potential in me and encouraged me to do it, we did it. And so I went and enrolled at the University of Utah there. I was able to graduate with honors. Worked in a lab, and while I was working in a lab, made a few key discoveries, and next thing you know, I was asked to present that research to the American Association of the Advancement of Scientists, or in other words, Nerd Convention, right?
Yep,
every year, 20 to 40,000 scientists get together and talk about tying bow ties and their beekeeping stories. And I was asked to present this research, and it went over. I was highlighted in Science Magazine for my work, and everything kind of snowballed. But it's really that moment in life to where I had to take that leap of faith of relying not on what I could see for myself, but what those that loved me saw in me. And I am so thankful for that because, you know, then I worked at the National Institutes of Health. That's where, you know, Harvard called me saying, congratulations, you're accepted. And, whoa, wait, what? That happened quickly, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, I can
and,
imagine.
To graduating first in my class. And those types of moments, each and every step throughout my academic career have always come with new stages of doubt and disbelief in yourself. But it's always that step of faith and trusting and investing in yourself that have allowed me to kind of be where I'm at.
That vulnerability was the first step. And I think a lot of our listeners have been there many times.
Yeah.
Maybe not ended up first in their class at Harvard, but, you know, we can't all be as nerdy as you.
Yeah. I always tell everyone, I don't tell you I graduated first in my class at Harvard to brag. I do it to put down my classmates. No, just kidding.
I must have been one of your classmates. Just kidding. But the million-dollar question. So why Isagenix? Why did you join us here at Isagenix?
You know, that's a great question. And there are multiple facets of why I came to Isagenix, but the truth of it, if we were really to distill it down, there's a couple of key things that Isagenix has that no one else has. Of course, our products are revolutionary. That goes without saying. In fact, the clinical studies that we have done showing the tremendous weight loss success that the Isagenix products have yielded, that is unprecedented. I don't think people realize how unprecedented that is in the supplement space. These aren't gimmick little studies with asterisks. These are legitimate peer-reviewed scientific studies showing when people follow the Isagenix system, they are experiencing much greater weight loss success than what has really ever been seen in the supplementation space before. Like, let that resonate to the however many people listen to this, at least to my mom who's listening to me. Let that resonate. Just how powerful these products are and the careful formulation that has gone into them. That is one. I'm leveraging my reputation, my science expertise, and I have to believe in these products. Unprecedented 50% greater weight loss than healthy diets. This is huge. But in addition to that, when we really look at what the world is needing, we are facing a crisis right now. The world is at an all-time high in its health disparity. we are facing to where a growing epidemic of people that are struggling with weight, growing epidemic of metabolic diseases, and we need to change. And the problem that we're facing is more and more we are outsourcing our health and wellness to golden arches and Big Macs and menu items with numbers. And we are eating now 60% of our calories are coming from processed food. We are relying on 70% of us are on at least one prescription medication. Our health and wellness is not good. And it's never going to be solved with a single organization or company who's more motivated by our pocketbooks than by our health. And what we need to do is what I call is a true revolution needs to happen. And to give an example of this, I always tell everyone the most impactful thing that's happened in the last 1,000 years of health and wellness has never been a drug that's been discovered. I couldn't see myself ultimately impacting the world working behind a lab bench for a drug or trying to develop a drug for a disease that could have been easily prevented if people embraced proper health and nutrition. And that is the truth, is we need to get people back to understanding that they have control of their health and wellness. And as I said before, over the last 1,000 years, the most impactful thing that has come in the health and wellness space has been the simple act of teaching people to wash their hands. That has saved hundreds of millions of lives.
It's true.
And the reason that it's so impactful is it's a simple tool, soap. But just as important as that soap is the fact that it is people that we love who communicate the use of that soap to us. It's when my 5-year-old, you hear the toilet flush and that door open 2 seconds later, to where my wife yells, get back in there and wash your hands. She says it in a little bit more of a feminine voice, but that's kind of the tone that happens. Is she educates, she employs that, and it creates a lifestyle change. It creates a cultural shift that we've seen take over the world. Now, right now, with 60% of our calories being from processed food, with fast food spending multiple billions of dollars in marketing targeting children, with the synthetic derivatives of all the foods that we're taking and the impact that is having on our health, we are needing to take a stand that is similar to that, to where we are not employing a single organization to change the world. We are employing hundreds of thousands of passionate individuals that are instilling a cultural shift to the ones they love. And that is how a true health change happens across the world. And that's my dream. That's why I turned down working for these drug companies, is because I believe if we are to make an impact in the world, it is going to start by lighting a fire under the hundreds of thousands of people. And so in a long way, why did I come to Isagenix? Because of the associates. The passion that I've seen what you guys have on social media was a large reason why I came here. The love and dedication you have to health and wellness, I know that when we lock arms together, that with these associates and Isagenix locks arms together, we are able to truly take a cultural shift in the way in which we look at health and wellness. And it is going to be talked about for years and years to come.
And I love just capitalizing on what you said about the associates and the people, like your wife telling your kids to wash their hands, somebody you love guiding you. And that's kind of what the direct selling industry is. It's mm-hmm. people you love showing you how to use these products and change your life.
Absolutely. We are ultimately teaching people to wash their hands. A simple tool of a powerful shake, coupling that with a little bit of education on intermittent fasting. And they are solving a lot of the challenges they've been looking for. It is a healthy change, and that is what we are doing. We are absolutely creating a movement that can't be stopped. I always tell everyone at Celebration, it is just the beginning of something so special.
I totally agree. So one last question for you. This is a big question.
Yeah.
Not sure you can answer it, but let's just see what you got. So what does the future hold for Isagenix? What is coming next?
Oh, you know, I'd love... there's so much that I could answer, and it's going to be bleeped out like I'm cussing, but it's Jim Coover ultimately holding the censor button as I'm spilling all the secrets of what we got coming through the pipeline. We have such a tremendous amount of products. I am a huge advocate of making sure that we are empowering our associates not only with the best products in the world. That is an uncompromising position of Isagenix that has been unwavering since its inception. But also empowering associates with tools that they can use, or products that they can use, and clearly communicate. Understanding that a lot of people utilize the Isagenix products for income, but also understanding that for these products to truly make a global impact, not only does it have to be powerful in delivering and efficacious, but also needs to be simple and duplicatable. It needs to be a soap, if you will. And that's not saying we're launching soap. Trust me, we're much more crafty than that. But the products that we have coming over, not just at Celebration. Celebration is just the kickoff. Over the next 6 months, this is absolutely going to be rocking the world. We will be providing healthy changes. We will be disrupting $30 billion industries with products that are unprecedented. We are in essence launching the Netflix to the blockbuster world. It is absolutely going to turn the world upside down, and it is because a lot of these innovations I've been working on for years, and I've finally found a place of the Coovers who are willing to invest in these types of things and allow them to come forward. We are going to be seeing some crazy, impactful, duplicatable innovations coming over the next 6 months, that it's not going to be just the listeners' lives changing that are on this phone or on this podcast, but ultimately the millions of others across the globe that are looking at taking advantage of the opportunity, but also looking for the healthy change in their life. We need this. We need these products. The world is begging for them. We're disrupting some industries, and watch out. Here it comes.
Well, Dr. Plant, you have certainly changed the way we've done things around here, and this next 6 months, I'm telling you, is going to be crazy. We'll have to have you back on to talk more about the products that are coming. Thank you so much for being here today. Thank you, everybody, for listening, and we will see you down the line.
Product statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. If you are pregnant, nursing, diabetic, on medication, have a medical condition, or on a weight control program, consult your physician before using Isagenix products or making any other dietary changes. Discontinue if adverse event occurs.